Akira Green Mountain stock took a hit today following the Waterbury-based company's announcement that second quarter revenues fell short of expectations. VPR Steve Zind has more on the reasons behind the weaker-than-expected showing.
At the heart of the lower revenues is the Keurig 2.0 brewing system released last year. Sales of brewing systems were down 22% compared to a year ago. Consumers haven't embraced the higher-priced 2.0, which, unlike its predecessors, only works with K-Cups licensed by Keurig. The company has built a sizable stable of K-Cup partners like Folgers, Newman's Own, 8 O'Clock, and Dunkin' Donuts, in addition to its own Green Mountain Coffee. But websites like Amazon.com are loaded with user complaints about the fact that unlicensed K-Cups don't work in the brewers. Speaking Wednesday during the company's quarterly earnings webcast, Keurig CEO Brian Kelly said the company didn't market the brewer well, and consumers were confused.
There were many consumers who thought that it only brewed Green Mountain brand or Keurig-owned brands, and we didn't get the message out effectively, we didn't get it out quickly enough, and we didn't get it out broadly enough.
In addition to better marketing, Kelly says the company will reintroduce an accessory called My K-Cup, which lets consumers use any kind of coffee in the Keurig 2.0.
We underestimated the passion the consumer had for this.
Kelly says another problem with brewer sales is the higher price of the 2.0 system. The company is now introducing models that will sell for around $100, about $50 less than the starting price for 2.0 brewers listed on the company's website. Problems moving the 2.0 systems also hurt the company's K-Cup sales in the second quarter. Kelly says Keurig will continue to dominate the single-serve market, and he says consumer demand for brewers and K-Cups will remain strong. Seth Golden, a research analyst with Capital Ladder Advisory Group, follows Keurig. Golden says in producing the 2.0 brewers, Keurig's concern with preventing competing K-Cup makers from using it blinded the company to how consumers would respond.
It was a complete denial of how their existing user base uses their product.
Golden says the Keurig 2.0 has proven unpopular with consumers both because of price and the proprietary design. He's not convinced that boosting sales is a matter of clearing up confusion over which K-Cups will work in them.
No, absolutely not. There's no confusion by the consumer.
Golden believes that the company will be more successful selling new, less expensive Keurig brewers, like the K200.
I do agree that the K200 is a very attractive, aesthetic-looking model, and at a lower price, I think that'll definitely help their sales volumes going forward.
Keurig is also preparing for the rollout of a new cold beverage system scheduled for release in the fall. Next week, the company plans a webcast to introduce investors to the Keurig Cold System. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.